I used to love going to Gettysburg, and I would see the reenactors.
That's
and
tight.
They are improv. They're sadder than improv.
Yeah, that's,
it's a bunch
that's
of
a
well,
cast.
No, it's actually it's not sadder than improv.
You don't think
it's a bunch of just like weird conservative history buffs, weird dudes. It's like LARPers almost. A lot of them.
I can respect that.
And then a lot of them are just like guys that really love the Civil War.
Yeah. That must be tight to get like fucking pussy in your costume.
Fuck yeah. That's
gotta
be
like in the cabin.
Sick.
That happens constantly.
They would set up tents and shit and they'd stand. Dude, the one, I wonder how old I was. I was at the, I don't want to give the wrong date right now. It's like 1860.
Yeah.
What would be I think it was 175 year anniversary.
Oh, you're asking the wrong dude. I don't know. 1860 something, maybe.
Yeah, it was probably around there.
Oh, whatever.
It's probably 150.
Subtract 175 from now.
What's 150? What's 150 from 1860?
Dude.
It was around that. It was like 1990 something. It was 1993 or 4.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like 150. So I went down to Gettysburg for like the 150 year anniversary, and it was like the largest reenactment they ever had. It was sick, dude. It was sick. Because the battle was 3 days.
It was a 3 day reenactment.
They had a 3 day fucking hardcore.
Dude, I swear I heard about this when I was little.
Reenactment.
Did you see it?
Yeah, fucking watched it. It was fucking sick. I used to go. I would go down when there aren't reenactors and just look at a field.
Chill at Gettysburg.
Be like sick.
That's awesome, dude.
I would go down to Gettysburg like when I was upset. My ex girlfriend, told me her next college roommate was going to be a guy.
Yeah,
and I fucking freaked out and drove to Gettysburg. I was like, fuck you, we're breaking up. If your next roommate is a fucking man, we can't be together. I can't do that.
You can't deal with
I
that.
I cannot
dude.
Fucking handle that.
No.
And I was like, all right, this conversation's done. I need to go fucking clear my head.
You
I'll talk to you
Gettysburg,
later. And I
dude.
Drove down, I drove 25 minutes to Gettysburg.
And just stood on the battlefield?
And just sat there and looked around like, all right. These are real problems. This is what a real problem looks like.
So what'd you do?
I allowed it.
But only because you went to the Berg.
I needed to go to fucking...
Dude.
I needed to go to Little Round Top and see where the 20th Maine stood their ground, dude.
Listen up. You know, if you have problems, you're not going to battlefields to clear it up.
If you have a problem and you're not driving to a major battlefield and just gazing upon the field.
Damn,
how
dude.
Crazy is that, though?
That's awesome.
I just went down and drove down
there.
That's
my favorite thing I've heard in a while.
I've done that multiple times.
I totally believe you.
I've done that multiple times where, like, I've been stressed out and be like, I just got to go down to Gettysburg. Check it out. It's beautiful down there.
I bet it is.
It is.
So it's not just the field you're looking at, but it's the fact that it was a battlefield. Can you,
yeah,
will
for
any
sure.
field do, or does it have to be
no,
like?
No, it needs to be hallowed ground.
That's awesome.
Like Gettysburg. Gettysburg will fucking set you straight. It's like, oh, I'm stressed right now.
It's like, yeah.
It's like, yeah, well, this is where the 20th Maine had to fucking fend off like 8 advances.
Jesus Christ.
Everyone died here.
It's a bunch of dumb fucking hicks. A
bunch of guys stabbed a bunch of people here.
Fuck.
It's like, all right, sorry I was being gay earlier about my girlfriend's living situation.
Should have stabbed that fucking dude.
I should have bayoneted
that. Like, I went down to Gettysburg. I'm cool now. She opens the door. You just charge with a bayonet. And I'm like, ah!
Got to reload it all slow. Yeah, dude. No, they have horseback there. You can take a horseback tour in Gettysburg.
You gotta go.
I've been to a couple of Civil War battlefields. Gettysburg's easily the best.
Yeah.
The rest of them are not as well maintained.
That makes sense.
My uncle has a house at Wilderness in Virginia.
Yeah.
Sick fucking battle.
That's
dude.
A battlefield too?
The Wilderness.
Fuck.
It's in the woods, dude. They were fucking, it was so densely wooded, they were bumping into each other.
Jesus Christ.
And then they would burn people out. The Confederates started burning people out because it was in the summer and they would burn, they'd just burn the woods.
Yeah.
Because they knew, like, where the fuck are they going to go? We'll just surround them and light forest fires.
Fuck.
But there were wounded on the field. So, like, the military would move out of the way, but. The guys that were wounded would just, they said they could hear them screaming. Like, you would try to go to sleep, but they would set fires.
Oh.
You'd hear your boys yelling.
And he lives out there now.
My uncle lives there.
You ever hear the boys yelling?
I go tubing.
You go tubing?
I go tubing there now.